Let's see. Nope, we're not to the next break. So let's go straight over here to Muntaz, who's calling us from Texas.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to ask you about treatment for H. pylori. I know the doctors only recommend antibiotics, which I don't believe in, but do you have any suggestions?
I certainly do, ma'am, and I've worked with a lot of people with them, and they do work, no question. And it's actually known that they work. I mean, what could be better? All right. The first one that's known to work was actually the principal component in Pepto-Bismol, and I do not recommend Pepto-Bismol. It's got too much other junk in it. So what I did was go to the compounding pharmacy and said, hi, compounding pharmacist, can you put some bismuth into capsules? Make sure it's a low, safe dose. And guess what? It kills H. pylori. So, particularly if the H. pylori is in the stomach, swallowing capsules of bismuth, and you need to consult with your naturopathic physician. Bismuth is a natural element, by the way, and it's been in Pepto-Bismol forever and never killed anybody. But there's too much of the junk in there. Consult with your compounding pharmacy and your naturopathic physician. Get some bismuth compounded, and that kills H. pylori. Now, there's another thing that kills H. pylori. No kidding. It's a form of nickel called nickel dibromide. Now, it seems that researchers at Penn State University found that if you put people onto a low nickel diet, why, it kind of starved the little H. pylori, and they didn't proliferate as much. So what would anybody be doing treating them with nickel? Well, some researcher by the name of Stephen Smith, a really bright guy back in the 1990s, found that if you used nickel with a couple of bromides on it, that H. pylori loves that nickel, yum, 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 and it eats it up, and guess what? It chokes on it because it can't handle the combination of the nickel and the bromides. So that is sold under the name of Sorizide, P-S-O-R. That's P-S-O-R-I-Z.
P-S-O-R?
Yes, ma'am. P-S-O-R-I-Z-I-D-E. And the reason it's sold under that name is that it's very effective at clearing up psoriasis. And researchers in Europe found that psoriasis was simply an immune response to H. pylori. How do you like that?
Okay.
So anyway.
Yeah. So is it only compounding pharmacies, or can you just get it anywhere?
The Sorizide can be bought over the counter. The compounding pharmacies are the only ones who can put together the bismuth that I know about.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And
so
please do check with your physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine just to make sure that there's no reason you should not take it.
Oh, so are there any reasons people should not be taking this?
Well, yes, ma'am. We can overdose on either one of them.
Oh, okay. All right. So you said bismuth and this Sorizide.
Mm-hmm. Which contains the form of nickel that the H. pylori choke on. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, ma'am. And I hope you can find somebody to help you with this. Bye-bye.